It wasn't very long ago that I actually dreaded winter. And I would have this kind of mounting nervousness and anxiety about it as we moved from August to September, and as I felt it creeping closer and the leaves would change, and I would feel so excited about how beautiful they were. But I also felt this, the looming cold and dark, just waiting right around the corner. And it's true, I think there were some hard winters, but I think I also thought there was something sad about when the leaves fell and we were just looking at bare branches for months on end. And on even the days where there was a blue sky, there was a certain edge to it with the air so cold. There was a certain way that it was a cold blue sky. But now, I don't know, something's happened in the last few years for me with winter. I've been trying it on with new eyes. I've been noticing how beautiful the tree branches are, how you can see the outline of every tiny twist and turn against that, in relief against the sky. I kind of appreciate now that there's no kind of fluff or distraction, but for these few months, you look at a tree and you feel like you really get to see what it's made of. There's something really beautiful in the simplicity of it. Just still reaching up. Still reaching out, even if there's nothing colorful to show for it. One of my favorite things anyone ever said to me about winter was that they talked about how when the cold weather comes, with the trees and the plants, that the roots are forced to grow deeper into the ground and search for like nourishment and such. And how when the next spring came, this would make things stronger, less susceptible to falling in heavy winds. And I think about that a lot now too. I think about how it looks like there's nothing going on above the surface so much, but how we need those times for the deep things to happen. I remember last year in particular feeling alarmed at how sleepy I was, because coming off of summer when the daylight lasted so long, I felt like I could go hours later into the day, day after day, with no problem. But I come from pioneers, and I don't know, maybe it was when we were reading one of the Little House on the Prairie books that made me think of it, but I did think a lot last winter about how before electricity, you really went to bed not long after the sun, and that it seemed like there was something kind of natural for your body about not having to keep those long, hard-working, physical hours all year long. And I think that's when I gave myself permission to hibernate a little, to go to bed earlier as it got darker, to stay in, to stay warm, to get under a blanket, and to trust that there would still be plenty of work to plant and harvest coming out of it in the spring. So now I look forward to the winter solstice. I don't mind the shortening of days, and I like the way it makes me appreciate the light and the light's return. So I used to think of these cold, dark days as a really particular kind of hardship, But now I look at them as an invitation to rest, as an invitation to seek comfort, to be still, to let what I'm really made of be seen, and to hope that somewhere below the ground, in some place where I can't even see, that maybe my roots are reaching down deep.